So you guys have been doing a lot of coverage of the Ideas Festival. There's a lot of big names and big ideas that are coming out of that. Curtis, I know you've done a few stories about when it was Spotlight Health session last weekend and what the healthcare bill is doing through winding through and what policy are thinking.
I was pretty excited because this is Thursday of last week, which of course is the day that, Senate Republicans finally unveil the secret healthcare bill. And it just so happened that Kathleen Sebelius was giving a talk, you know, that had been on the schedule probably for weeks, but just happened to be that day that she was being interviewed by Judy Woodruff of the PBS NewsHour. And so I said, well, this is, you know, this will be interesting to go hear Obama's Health and Human Services Secretary on this particular day. And then what it turned, you know, Tom Price was there 3 days later.
Right.
Who's Trump's Health and Human Services Secretary. So I
and you
I was
that too, right?
Yeah, I did. I covered both of them. I thought that was just a great, you know, a great contrast and very, very topical and newsworthy. It's sort of a tough balance. Like, how much do you get into the Ideas Fest versus local news as the local newspaper? And of course, it is local news, but
even though it's big, you know, it's big national stuff. I mean, yeah. Did you cover it or was it somebody else from
We had Scott Kahn in there on Sunday when Price and the leader of Planned Parenthood was there.
Yeah. Right. That was a good story.
Yeah, but that is always a challenge, you know. How much do local readers care about Aspen Ideas? And I think Curtis is right. You try to find that right balance. But it's also nice, selfishly as a reporter in town, to kind of break away from the bowels of City Hall or whatever, and or the courthouse or whatever, and sit in on something else. It's one week a year.
Yeah, it's a wonderful event.
I wish everyone in town got a chance to go there just to see for themselves what it's like.
At least through your coverage and Aspen Public Radio's live broadcasting, we can give some of that taste of it to the public.
Yeah. Live broadcasting has been great.
We got a lot more coming between now and 4th of July. What was the headline that you had the other day, Rick, on the Aspen Ideas American Losing World Popularity Contest?
That was the president of the Pew Research Center. Pew just came out with like a 100-plus page report on or survey of 37 countries, 40,000 people, getting their takes on the U.S. And their level of confidence in this country and the administration that's leading it. And so, you know, you sit in the seminar for an hour and they crunch all the numbers. And then I went back and read as much as a reporter as I could on deadline. But surveys are surveys. They didn't mean much leading up to the presidential contest, as we all learned, but they can be revealing as well.
I've definitely felt that looking over the program this year and the schedule, of course, there's, I don't know what, like 50 to 100 events a day, something in there. And a lot of the topics are reflective of there's like this civic crisis going on and how do we speak to each other again. And, you know, I went to one, I sat in on part of one session that was, can democracy survive the 21st century? which was really interesting.
Did they say it could?
These guys weren't so sure. I'll be perfectly honest with you. These were some pretty high-level academic-type thinkers, you know, like former dean of Columbia, you know, political science professor. Yeah, one of the takeaways I got was that if there's not just a continued raise in the standard of living as we've become accustomed to over the last 70 years, then we might have problems.
Well, somebody said something, I can't remember who it was, but they said it's much easier to irritate than to influence. That boils it down. I think that speaks to the leader of our country all the way down to talk show radio hosts and newspaper columnists and reporters. It's so easy to just throw barbs and irritate people, but to really put some thought into it and influence people to maybe change their mind, that's not so easy and it takes work.